بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have learned that when it comes to the pronouncement of talaq, talaq of two times. You have the talaq as-sarih, where the word that was uttered in the pronouncement that was made is made through a clear, distinct word that is used to issue talaq. If a person issues talaq using that word, such as the word talaq, or in English the word divorce, then irrespective of what intention he had at the time of issuing talaq, talaq will be given. Even if he says he was joking, or he didn't really mean talaq, he meant something else, no consideration will be given to the niyyah, to the intention. We will look at the clear pronouncement that was made. When such a talaq is issued, then we said, as a result of that, talaq raj'i will be effected. What was talaq raj'i? That the woman will start observing her iddah, the man is allowed to revoke the talaq, take her back during the iddah period without performing a new nikah, and even without her consent. So long as he revokes it and takes her back within the period of her iddah. If her iddah terminates, then that talaq will now automatically change into an irrevocable talaq, which means that now if he wants her back, a new nikah will have to be performed, and it has to be done with her consent and all the other conditions of nikah, mahar, and so on and so forth. We move on to the second type of talaq, which is known as kinaya. Talaqul kinaya is the indistinct pronouncement of talaq using ambiguous words that may contain several meanings and imports. Very important, brothers. Sometimes, maybe during an argument or during a heated conversation, the husband says something to the wife. For example, common statements that are made, get out of the house or get out of my life, or leave my home, or I'm done with this, or the marriage, these type of words are uttered in a heated debate or in a heated conversation, or while there's an altercation between husband and wife. There's a great possibility of talaq taking place because the person is using an indistinct pronouncement. So what happens in this situation where he's not using a word that is generally used to issue talaq? He uses this type of words that are ambiguous and that may contain several meanings and imports. Together with their being used as an admonition or warning, there is the possibility of their referring to talaq. There is the possibility of them being referred to or referring to talaq and meaning talaq. But here, over there, we said we don't look at the niyyah at all. The clear pronouncement and the clear word, the distinct word that was used, that is sufficient to declare the talaq effective. Over here, the effectiveness of talaq is dependent on the intention of the husband and not the words uttered. So here we'll ask him, you made that statement. You told your wife, get out of my life. What was your niyyah? What was your intention? I had no intention. Many a times there is no intention. He uttered it and he said it because he was angry or upset. But if he, here now it's going to depend on his niyyah. So he must be very fair in his judgment. And he must be very honest in the response. So if he says, no, my niyyah was talaq, then I meant talaq. That was my niyyah. Now what is niyyah? Niyyah is aqdul qalb, where the heart was fixed upon a certain a thing or a certain action. So he is convinced within himself, conviction, that's niyyah, not just a passing thought or something of that nature. But at that time when he uttered it, he had talaq in his mind, and it was talaq that he had intended for such a statement. Then we will say it is divorce. So that's what the issue says over here. And there are many other such words that may be used, and they all fall under this talaq, kinaya. So the effectiveness of talaq over here is dependent on the intention of the husband and not the word uttered. And that's why it's important that time when such words are uttered and such statements are made, it is important to refer to somebody, an alim or a mufti, and get a ruling, a clear ruling on the situation. We have found in the past on few occasions where years later, after such an altercation had taken place, years later, you find that there's another problem in the marriage and there's a marital problem, and when they come forward and upon investigation, you find that in the past, a few years back, there was an altercation, this was uttered, and this was in fact the intention. The husband says, I didn't know that if I had niyat of intention, that talaq had taken place. So sometimes you find people living like this and without nikah being in place or the nikah being performed altogether again. Now, what type of talaq takes place over here? And even sometimes, it doesn't even depend on your intention. Sometimes it is the circumstances. Circumstances that dictate whether he meant talaq or not. For example, if the discussion was about talaq, the wife, for example, is demanding. She's saying, give me my divorce, give me my divorce, give me my divorce. And the husband in response says, get out of my life. Then there, also talaq will take place immediately. We won't even ask for intention in that situation. Why? The circumstance, the situation is what determined what he meant. So that is also important to consider. What was the discussion about? What was the demand that were made? What were the two of them speaking about at the time when he uttered that ambiguous word? So once this type of talaq is issued, so we said in talaq sarih, when talaq sarih is issued, the clear pronouncement, it is a raj'i talaq, the revocable one, the one he can revoke. If a talaq kinaya takes place, the ambiguous one, the unclear pronouncement, and he had the intention of talaq, then here a talaq ba'in will take place. Now what is talaq ba'in? That was talaq raj'i, the revocable one. That is talaq ba'in, translated as the irrevocable one. In talaq ba'in, the wife is immediately released from the bond of nikah upon the pronouncement of talaq. The husband has no choice of taking the wife back except with renewal of nikah. Here, immediately. There, she wasn't immediately released from the bond of nikah. That is why he could revoke the divorce and take her back into his nikah during the iddah period without renewal of the nikah. But here, immediately, she will be released from the bond of nikah, even though she's in iddah. During her iddah period also, we will say she is released from the bond of nikah. Now, if he wants to take her back, he can't simply just revoke the divorce and take her back by saying, I have taken you back, and so on and so forth, as we explained over there. But here, renewal of the nikah will be necessary from the time he has issued the talaq, and that is the ruling of this type of a talaq, known as talaq ba'in. Talaq ba'in is effected in one of the following ways. Using the words of divorce coupled with the word ba'in or irrevocable. Other ways where this irrevocable divorce can be issued, where immediately she is released from the bond of nikah, is by using the word ba'in. A person stipulates he has given his wife one irrevocable divorce. Then too, it will be considered irrevocable, even though he used the word divorce, but coupled with the adjective and coupled with the word irrevocable, using the word of kinaya, coupled with an intention of divorce. We explained that. That is what the discussion was about this morning. Using ambiguous word, unclear word, but coupled with the intention of divorce. Using the word of kinaya, while the prevailing circumstances suggest that the husband intended talaq. We gave an example of that, right? So the prevailing circumstances suggest that he did in fact intend talaq. We won't consider niyyah here. The prevailing circumstances will reign supreme, and that will take precedence over the niyyah that he says or that he claims to have had. That is the use of kinaya words between husband and wife in context of the discussion argument can only mean talaq and nothing else.